Let us pray for the help of the Holy Spirit in preaching. Dear God and Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your Son. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We are not alone. You said you are with us all the days. And we pray, please, through your word, speak to all of us in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Where can you find comfort in sad times? Where can you find certainty when there is a lot of uncertainty? Where can you find rest while there is a lot of unrest? And where can you find reliable information while there is a lot of misleading information? I think we all search for this, and we all need this. We need comfort, certainty, rest, and reliable information. We search for it. However, sometimes we get tired of so much information these days. I now ask you, please pay attention to the Word of God, the words we just heard in the Scripture, and then you will find what you were searching for. I hope and pray that God touches your ears and your eyes. The situation the disciples were in, we just heard, was a situation of incredible sadness. And the disciples were searching for some comfort. Why were they in such a sad and bad time? Well, imagine, after a long time, they had just arrived in Jerusalem with Jesus, whom they believed to be the Messiah, the King of Israel, promised so long by the prophets. This was the day expected so long, that the Lord, the Son of David, would come back to his city. The day of all days, the King of Kings, he came with thousands of followers. They were singing, "Hosanna, Hosanna for the King." And they thought, well, now the King will go into the city, to the temple. He will lead the royal worship, and then God will be in his city, and everything will be fine. But things were going completely different. Yes, Jesus arrived in the city. Jesus went to the temple, he cleansed it. But what happened? The leaders, religious leaders, said, "Who gave you the authority to do these things, Jesus?" In other words, "Jesus, who do you think you are?" They rejected Jesus as the King. They didn't welcome him, and things turned out to go completely different from all that they expected. Can you imagine how disappointed the disciples were while everything went different from what they had expected? And I think you can imagine, for in these days, things are different from what you had expected. The future looks different now. And then the question is, where do you find comfort? Have you heard where the disciples found their comfort and searched their comfort? They said, while Jesus left the temple, they said, "Do you see these buildings, Lord? Aren't they beautiful?" They said, "Well, let us enjoy the beauty of architecture, the beauty of these buildings. Aren't they beautiful?" I'm curious, where do you find in your comfort these days? To be honest, I found some comfort in nature, in spring. Flowers, trees, birds singing again, the sun shining. We need comfort and we search it. And when we are disappointed, we look around. Where will we find it? And it is as if the disciples of Jesus want to comfort their master. They say, "Lord, look at these buildings. Don't you find some comfort in them?" But the reply of Jesus sounds a bit bitter. He says, "Do you see these buildings, these stones? No stone will be left upon another." Is Jesus disappointed too? Is he bitter now? Just after that, the disciples ask an amazing question to Jesus. Did you observe how amazing that question is? They ask, Lord, when will be the day that you appear in glory as the great king? And from this question, we understand that they find back their trust in Jesus. That they again await the day that Jesus will appear in glory. Where did they find back their trust again? How did they find back their trust again? That must be because of something that just happened. And I think we missed it. How did they find back their trust again? Well, when they heard Jesus saying, do you see these buildings? No stone will be left upon another. We think, okay, Jesus is disappointed. He's bitter. He needs time to deal with these things. But the disciples hear another thing. Do you know what the disciples hear when Jesus is saying this? The disciples hear in Jesus' words, the words of the prophets they are familiar with. The words of Micah and of Isaiah. Namely, that when God comes to his city, to his people, the king, and when he is rejected, well, then judgment comes. That's what the prophets always said. Even if it's Jerusalem, if Jerusalem rejects him to be the king, judgment will come as the law says. That's what the prophets did. However, although judgments come, however, God's promises remain. The new Jerusalem, where God will be king, the mountain, where there will be peace, it will come, but not now. Even if Jerusalem rejects its king, it will be judged like Sodom and Gomorrah. So the disciples, when they hear the voice of Jesus, at once they realize that Jesus, yes, he is the king and Messiah, although he was rejected. And when they hear his voice, they realize he is the true prophet. The true prophet. Moses promised there would be a prophet guiding us through the desert land to the promised future, to the promised kingdom. And when they hear the voice of Jesus, they at once realize we were not mistaken in Jesus. He is still in control. Although the big day we hoped for has not come now, his kingdom actually will come. And so now they are curious. Lord, please tell us something about the things that will happen, that will come, so that we know what is before us. Good question, isn't it? It's a question that we also want to know more about. What will come? And then Jesus gives a very instructive answer. We've only heard the beginning of it until verse 14. When you want to have the whole answer, you can read on until the end of chapter 25. But this part we just heard is enough for us now. The answer on the question, when will these things be? In fact, Jesus gives an answer first negative and then positive. In fact, Jesus says just one thing. Don't be led astray. Don't be deceived, but continue to pay attention to my voice, to listen to it and to proclaim my kingdom. It seems as if we hear many things, but in fact it is one thing, one message that Jesus is bringing. Let's first listen to the negative thing. Jesus isn't answering all our curiosity questions about the future, but he says something about things that will come. First, what will come? There will be false prophets. And Jesus says it's very important that you will not be deceived. Perhaps you think, okay, false prophets. Thank you for mentioning that, Jesus, but I'm not so quickly misled by sects, by prosperity preachers. I got my mind. I will be careful. Thank you for the warning. But Why does Jesus mention false prophets? He begins with it and he will come back on it. Why will false prophets attract people? Well, the voice of Jesus guiding us to the promised future won't be the only voice you hear into your life. You will hear other voices. First, false prophets. Second, you will hear voices telling about wars and rumors of war. Big, threatening things happening in the world. And then Jesus goes on, there will be wars, more wars. There will be famines. There will be earthquakes. And when you read the Gospel of Luke, Jesus also says, there will be pestilences. Great pestilences. Really disturbing. It's what we face today. What is happening? Jesus says, all these things must happen. A new exodus will happen. With all kind of things happening, disturbing, threatening, making us afraid. Voices saying, whoa, what's happening? Jesus says, pay attention. All these things must happen. And what will even happen is, Jesus says, you will be persecuted. You will be hated. If you confess that I am the king, if you want to be my royal people following me, you will be despised. People will look upon you, will disgust of you. That will all happen. And then, says Jesus, at that moment, many people will turn away from the true prophet and they will go to false prophets. So people still need prophets. What are prophets? Prophets are speaking the word of God. And what do we search when we go to a prophet? Well, we search comfort. We search certainty. We search rest. We search information, what to do, what our lives are about. And Jesus warns that in these times, many people will turn to prophets who speak about these things. So they speak about God, about Bible, about Christ, about rest, certainty and comfort. However, they are false prophets. Jesus, what do you mean? What's the difference between a true prophet and a false prophet? Well, actually, Jesus is the true prophet. When we follow him, we will arrive in the promised land. But what is the feature of the false prophet? In the ESV, we read that when Jesus says there will be false prophets, immediately afterwards he says, and because lawlessness will be increased, the love of many will grow cold. False prophets, lawlessness, love growing cold. These prophets speak about comfort, certainty and all these things more, but they abolish the law. They abolish that God, that Jesus is a king to be obeyed. They don't want to speak about our sin, our transgressing the law, and that we need forgiveness, that we need to turn, that we need to receive new life unless we won't enter the kingdom of God. And yes, there is grace. There is grace in Jesus Christ, the Messiah, but only through his death, through him bearing our punishment on the cross. And through his resurrection. So again, when the disciples are in a lot of unrest and in uncertainty, they listen to the voice of Jesus. He tells them about things that will happen. And in all these things that will happen, the most important thing is, don't be led astray. Don't be led away from Jesus, the true prophet. The shepherd king, only he can guide us to God's promised land. So the negative part of Jesus' answer is, don't be led astray. And the positive part of his answer we find in verse 14 is, verses 13 and 14 is, we must endure. Stay close to Jesus. Stay close to his flock. Even in these times, stay connected with your brothers, with your sisters, with the Word of God, and stay connected with himself. Search to hear his voice, to obey his voice, to follow him, and even in these times, search ways to share and proclaim the gospel. For this is what must happen before the King arrives in glory. Where do we find comfort, certainty, rest, and reliable information? An important question. Jesus. His voice leads and guides us to comfort, to certainty, to rest. He speaks words that even in these times, he is in control. So that's important for us now in these days to take time to focus on the voice of God, to be led by the Holy Spirit in our daily life, to let our lives renew by Jesus and to travel further to God's kingdom. Finally, how do we apply this message to our personal lives? I want to mention three things. The first thing is, remember that God is in control. Even when things happen that you would not have expected, even when things go completely different from what you hoped and thought, hear the words of Jesus. He knew that on our travel to the promised land, all these things would happen, of animosity, hunger, famine, pestilence, all these things would happen, but still God is in control. And stay connected, stay close to Jesus, who is our true shepherd. He guides us through his Holy Spirit. Remember, God is in control in these days. Somebody said, remember, God is in control. Remember his goodness in the past. Pay attention to his nearness in the present. I am with you all the days. And trust his promises for the future. God is in control. That's the first thing that you might apply this week for yourself. When you feel unrest, when you feel sad, say to yourself, God is in control. Second thing to apply is focus on hearing Jesus' voice. Take time for that. There are so many voices. The voice of God, the voice of Jesus, the voice of the Holy Spirit is not the only voice you hear. You hear many voices and they give you unrest. They make you sad and uncertain. So take time every day to focus on hearing his voice, and it will give you comfort. It will give you rest and certainty. Take time personally and take time together. We need each other to be connected and together to pay attention to his word. As sheep are in danger when they are alone without the flock and without the shepherd, we are in danger when we are not connected to the shepherd and not connected to each other. If you are listening and you're not connected, please go to our website. There you find ways to connect. It's important to connect and to pay attention to Jesus' voice. Last application, after remembering that God is in control and focusing on the voice of Jesus, remember this, that this life is not our destination. This life is not our destination, it is a travel to our destination. And that makes all the difference for you and for me. If this life is the destination, you will really feel sad when things go wrong, when you get ill, when people die. Then you think things are hopeless. But this is the travel, friends. And the most important thing for all of us is that we reach the destination. Of course, we are happy when on the travel we have got good times, when we enjoy things. We may thank God for wonderful things, architecture, nature. Of course, rejoice. It's lovely when the travel is going well. But when the travel is coming into the storm, into sad times, things happen that you could never imagine, then remember, this life is not a destination. If we stay close to Jesus, He will bring us on the destination. And if we don't, friends, I must warn you, if you don't, if you just listen to other voices that say, oh, there will be peace, everything will be fine, even when you leave Jesus, even when you don't pay attention to the law and to the gospel, you're in danger. For even when you enjoy things now, you won't reach your destination. So please, that's the last point. Remember, this life is not a destination. It's a travel to the destination. And in that destination, we, as a fellowship, as a community, rejoice. And we long for it now. The times that we are together here were so good. They made us taste what the destination is, and we miss it. We really miss it. However, we don't lose courage. We think of David. David, he had times that he couldn't go to the temple, and he missed it. However, he sung his psalms, as we will do in a minute. He sung his psalms of longing, and he asked God, please guide me, lead me, and bring me to the destination. Let us pray. Dear God, we thank you for your word. Although so many things are happening, we may believe that you are in control. That you, Jesus, although you are rejected, you are our promised King and Messiah. Although you are neglected, you are our true prophet. Yes, you are our priest. You gave your life, and you are with us now. So, Lord, be with us. We long, as the deer pants for water, we long for your presence. We long that you guide us through these times, and that you be with all in need. Lord, give us strength for the travel that is before us, and bring us in your promised land. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.